If you are open-minded and you want to know how to get the life and career you want and deserve, then you might want to stay tuned and hang out with me and listen to today's episode. Plus, if you hang out with me until the end, I have some really amazing things for you. Hello, hello, hello. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Luxury Lotus Spa Show. My name is Esther Nelson, and I will be your host for today. I help my clients make makeup optional. Using my magical wands, I give my clients confidence and help them heal. You know how most people with acne scars tend to go a little bit overboard with their makeup and also be in fear of going after their life and career that they want? Well, what I do is I help men and women with brown skin who are struggling with acne scars look and feel confident and beautiful both inside and out. For some, problematic skin can hinder them from the dream, career, or relationship they desire. My goal is to help them know that they can rise above that acne scar and have healthy, glowing, beautiful skin. At Luxury Lotus Spa, we bring the results of a med spa paired with the relaxation atmosphere of a day spa to help you look and feel your absolute best. Be sure to visit our website, www.luxurylotusspa.com, for additional resources. And also, like and follow us at Luxury Lotus Spa on your favorite social media platform. Stay tuned and let's get started with today's episode. All right, so I have so much I want to share with you today. I'm just trying to figure out where exactly I want to start. I'll start here. I send an email out to those who are part of my VIP group. And if you are interested, you could visit luxurylotusspa.com/clearskinchallenge to become part of the VIP group. Completely complimentary, but not why we're here today. So today I wanted to share this with you. I sent this email to my list of VIPs and I was a little hesitant about it because I didn't know how they would take it, but they thought it was as funny as I was hoping that it was going to be and very informative, useful, whatever. Anyways, so in the email that I sent, I talked about my adventure or my experience with Frog. So I was leaving the salon one day late at night. This is my very first location, actually. And it was raining that night. Usually I don't like when it rains in Florida because then that means frogs and lizards, for some reason, they're just, I don't know, I see them more. Anyways, not why we're here again. So I get in my car. It's late at night. I feel like it was 9 because I was working with a wedding party, like a group that had a wedding the next day. So I was at the salon late trying to do their nails because I was offering nails back then. Anyways, I made it to my car. It's late. It was raining. And I get in the car and I look on the left side by the window and I notice something sitting there. And as soon as I realized what it was, I quickly jumped out the car and shut the door and just went into full freaking panic mode. It was just, oh my gosh. Anyways, it was a frog in there and I am not a big fan of frogs. I ended up calling AAA and AAA lady ended up laughing at me, which she had every right to do, to do that now that I'm thinking about it. Back then, it wasn't that funny to me, but today, looking back at it, if I was in her situation, I would have done the same. So after she finished laughing, she told me that they do not cover that because I was calling to have my car towed because I didn't want to just leave my car at the salon, but I also wanted to get home. So I called AAA because I had AAA. I'm like, oh, I'm trying to get my car towed to my house. So she asked what's wrong. Of course, I was honest with her because I thought I had a legit problem. So I told her what was wrong. And of course, like I said, she laughed and then told me that they don't cover it. And I had to call my older sister, her and my niece. her and my niece left their house late at night to come pick me up at the salon and take me home. And so I just left the car at the salon. And then the next day I was like, well, if it's still in there, I'm just going to let the sun, whatever. I'm not going in that car. So I didn't go in my car for a little while because of a frog. Yeah. Anyways, I shared that with my group yesterday and some of them sent me back messages just like laughing. Like, are you serious, Esther? Did you really call AAA for that? Yeah, I did. All right. So I also shared this message with them because that was throughout the week, I always try and keep myself educated. I'm a big fan of learning new things and just learning. I just love learning, period. So the one thing that was consistent throughout the week, the one message that was consistent with everything that I learned, and I'm always looking at things and different field, not just beauty, not just skincare. I look at things in different fields because I want to be as knowledgeable as possible so that I have more to give you. So the one thing that stuck out to me, which is something that I shared in the email, not knowing how everyone would react. They thought it was funny, but informative. So it says, on a different note, do you realize how strong and powerful you truly are? You are 1 in 400 trillion. And for those of you who don't know, who are not sure, if you were to stack pieces of paper, it would take about, I forget how the saying go. Anyways, if I find it, I'll share it with you. let me go back. All right, do you realize how strong and powerful you truly are? I get sidetracked, as you can see, sidetracked. How strong and powerful you truly are? You are 1 in 400 trillion. On the night of conception, 400 trillion sperms race to the egg. You, my friend, made it out on top because you are meant to be here. You are the smartest and strongest person you know. So next time you start doubting yourself or you're having second guess about something in life, I just want you to think about that. Out of 400 trillion, you came out on top. Yep. All right. Anyways, so let me go ahead and get into today's message, because otherwise I will get carried away and just get completely off topic and be all over the place, because that is my specialty. So let's go ahead and jump in. So another thing that stuck out to me this week was which is something that I believe I've mentioned several times, is that your brain is like a supercomputer and that you have to feed it with the things that you want it to do. So if you have a supercomputer and you're just teaching it trash or you're teaching it stuff that's not going to help it get better, then you can only expect so much. So it is crucial. I say that because I wanted to remind you that how important it is to read and just educate yourself. You don't have to wait on somebody else. You just need to just put yourself in a position to just continue to learn. One quote that I saw this week that really resonated with me, and I ended up sharing it with some friends, is the man who does not read has no advantage over the man who cannot read. And I believe that was Mark Twain. So I could be wrong, and I probably just butchered the man's name, the person's name. Anyways, back on topic. So I listened to Tony Robbins a lot. In one of the recent classes that he was teaching that I took part in recently, he was saying how he tells his body what to do and when to do it. And there is no question. He tells his mind what to do and when to do it. And there is no question. So he doesn't let his mind control his every move. He reverse psychology and make it work. All right. So this is what he does. So he counts to three. So he'll say 1, 2, 3, go. The minute he said go, whatever it is that he was supposed to do, he just does it. Even if his mind, body are not in line with doing it, he still does it. So I believe he's the one, I could be wrong, he's the one that jumps into like a bucket of ice cold water or ice. Yeah, it sounds crazy, but he does it every morning to make sure he's at his best. So every one of us, we can create our own morning ritual. That might not be it for you. It's not for me right now. So you just have to figure out what is your morning ritual. Whether you think you have one or not, you actually do. It's just, it may be trash if you don't know about it or you're not intentionally setting up your morning routine. You may not have the best morning routine. So I'll share this with you. So for me, when I first wake up at 4:30 in the morning, the very first thing I do is my morning ritual, my AM morning ritual, which consists of some stretches, drinking some water, and meditating and writing down the things that I'm grateful for and the things that I want to accomplish for the day. Usually it's at least three things I want to accomplish. It may be reach out to this person. Let's say somebody was on my mind. That may be my thing. Reach out to X, Y, and Z. It may be send out an email to a client, or it may be something as simple as organize my room or read a book. It could be anything. So I just kind of set my intention with of the things that I want to accomplish for that day. And I do my best to finish at least three things every day. It could be something small. As long as I'm doing it, it just gets me in the habit of doing that. Now, I shared a tip recently on Instagram, and if you're not following Instagram, it's at Luxury Lotus Spa. And it's also on a YouTube video. If you visit our YouTube channel, you'll see it there also. Or my favorite is if you visit luxurylotusspa.com/clearskintv, you should also see it there. All right. So I talked about that. I talked about my little situation. but I want you to do me a favor this week, every day this week, and I'll be joining you on this challenge. Set aside 15 minutes. Now, you may have to schedule this 15 minutes into your calendar, into your book. Set aside 15 minutes to just read. Read a book, read anything of your choice. What I do, this sounds very elementary, but it actually helps because I was working to try and improve my speed because I want to be the type of person that can read a book in a day. So I'm working my way there. I can definitely get a book done in a week, but I'm working my way down to like being able to get it done in a day and still be able to know everything that I just read. So I recently signed up for a class and it's been really, really amazing, like totally worth the money. So as I'm learning and I'm growing, it's just helping me so that I can store more information up here, because a lot of time, like, we have so much that we're doing, so much information out there, and we want to know everything. We want as much information as we possibly can get, but sometimes it's just not possible for us. Well, it is possible, but we're just not where we need to be yet. So let me get back on topic before I lose it. All right, so my challenge for you for this week, and I will check in with you next week, is every single day, whether it's early in the morning, midday, or late in the evening. For me, it's best early in the morning. I want you to set aside 15 minutes, and you can time it on your phone, because if you have an Apple iPhone, a lot of you that are listening to my podcast are from Apple. So thank you so much. For those of you listening from US, Canada, France, Australia, I love you, and I am so grateful to have you here, by the way. All right, so do me a favor. Every single day this week, set aside 15 minutes and read a book. You pick out the book, whatever interests you. It could be an ebook, it could be a newspaper, it doesn't matter. It could be a comic book, it could be anything of your choosing. But I just want you to challenge yourself to read every single day this week. And I will be doing the same thing. And then at the end of the week, so next week when we tune back in, I will share with you my experience, what I read, and so on and so forth. All right. So that is my challenge for you for this week, is to read for 15 minutes every single day for 1 week. Not asking for a lot, right? All right. So, and you can tag me or share or DM me on Instagram or any social platform that I'm on, or you can text 813-701-4541 and let me know how you're doing. If you need tips, you need motivation, hit me up. All right. Oh, let me go ahead and preface this. I do give the number out. This is my business cell phone number. However, I do ask you to introduce yourself, because I do get some cray-crays that starts to send me weird messages, and I am happy and ready to block people. So I don't want to block you accidentally. So when you send me the message, just say, hey, this is so-and-so. I just watched your video. Or I just heard your podcast. Whatever it is, just say something to let me know that you are not one of these people that I'm ready to block. All right. Okay. So
I told you about my morning ritual, kind of, just like the bear. I do try and get my little exercise in the morning while I'm listening to my audiobook or listening to one of those inspirational videos. So that is my morning routine. And I heard this saying recently, and it really stuck with me, and I wanted to share it with you. And it's, all great things begin from the inside. If you hit an egg and break it from the outside, a life ends. However, if you hit an egg and break it from the inside, life begins. So all great things begin from the inside. That is why I always say your brain is a supercomputer. I forget where I saw that, but it just stuck with me. If you know, please let me know, because I would like to find out so I can give credit where credit is due. Okay, so your brain is your supercomputer. So, and since all great things start from the inside, whether or not you're working on clearing up acne, you're working to try and build your confidence, you're working to try and get a job or a spouse or whatever it is you're working on in life, even if you're like, oh, I got this acne scar and X, Y, and Z, it doesn't matter what it is that you're working on, unless you attack it from the inside, the change will not be the kind of change that you want. And when I say attack it from the inside, I mean like your brain, like teach it, rewire it so that it helps you propel forward, not hold you back, or, you know, I hope you understand. All right, let me move on before I stay on here forever. So we all know that knowledge is power. Well, it could be power if you actually apply it, but I heard this recently. I think the guy's name is Jim Quick, K-W-I-K. I'm pretty sure I just butchered his last name. I really love his story and what he's all about. And if you get a chance to check him out, I think he's on YouTube and Instagram and all that other stuff. He should have a podcast also, but yeah, check him out when you have a chance. He was saying in one of his trainings recently that knowledge is power, that if knowledge is power, then learning would be your ultimate superpower. And I thought that was like just brilliant. And that is one thing that I strive to do, is just learn every day. I wake up early in the morning and I'm up late at night because I'm kind of like a night owl. So then I'm getting information and I'm getting information, and I can never have enough information. I will literally stay up. So you know how some people, when they're stressed, they might stay up and eat ice cream or stay up and binge watch a TV show? I will binge on information. Yeah. It's a little different, but that's just who I am. So I want to challenge you to make time to learn, educate yourself, not just on the basic things, but just educate yourself on how can you become better at whatever it is that you want to do in life. If you are a manager, maybe you want to be a better manager. And if you are a manager right now, you're like, I don't need to be a better manager. Then yeah, you do need to be a better manager. You should always strive to continue learning, because I read somewhere that the more you learn, the more you earn. So that's why it's crucial to read as much as you can. All right. So my message for you today is, no matter where you are in life today, you can make a difference and move forward and do something better. So you are not stuck where you are currently. You can always move forward because you are alive, you are breathing. So you still have a chance to make a difference or change something or just fix whatever it is. And I just wanted to share that with you today and just remind you that you have a superpower. You made it out of 400 freaking trillion. You made it out on top. So there's nothing in the world that you cannot achieve. I think the first time I heard that saying was from Gary Vee. And I was just like blown away. I was like, whoa, I never thought about that. So it just, the more, like I said, the more you learn, the more it builds you up mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Like, you just keep yourself at your best by continuing to put yourself in situations to become better. Never stay where you are. Always look for ways to improve. Always look for ways to continue learning and growing. And I just want to tell you, thank you so much for listening to today's episode, and that I really love and appreciate you. And I will see you again next week. All right. Thanks. And be sure to visit luxurylotusspa.com/clearskin or Clear Skin Challenge so you can join the 21 Days Clear Skin Challenge. All right. I'll see you there. And thank you so much, so much. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. It has been a pleasure hanging out with you. And I'll see you next week. Don't forget our challenge. Read for 15 minutes every single day this week. All right. Thanks. Okay. So you stayed until the end. I really, really hope that you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, or even if you didn't, visit us at Luxury Lotus Spa on your favorite social media platform and comment on today's post to let us know what you think about today's episode. All right. And to download the free guide, visit www.luxurylotusspa.com/guides. That is G-U-I-D-E-S. And I look forward to speaking with you again next week. So thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Again, this is Esther, the Esthetician, signing off. Until next week. Talk to you soon. Mwah!